if you weren't aware, there's some really cool scholarship programs, obviously, things that get young kids or young adults and stuff involved and open up so many opportunities for them. The BBM Global Trade Scholarship Program is one of those. It aligns with things like the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which is really cool. There's a couple of different disciplines covered, whether it be performing arts, trades are in there, agriculture and horticulture. And there's opportunities to go overseas, opportunities to follow your passions, explore possibilities, I guess form what is going to be a fantastic career in front of you. What a cool initiative to get involved in. Some lucky horticulturists are about to head over to the Chelsea Flower Show in the UK. We're about to be joined by Tyler Howard to tell us a little bit more. Hello, Tyler. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for making the time. So I guess, first off, tell us about this BBM Scholar program. How do you get involved and, I guess, what has it done for you?
Well, basically, I found out when I graduated TAFE. I studied the Diploma of Horticulture back in 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And they give a spruik at those graduation events for the scholarship program, but it's also available online on their website and through... It's targeted for, you know, graduating students of Cert 3 and above horticulture, landscape, construction. And basically all you have to do is apply and you get an $8,000 stipend to go overseas and learn whatever you can with the allowance I give you.
Oh, cool. Do you go over with other scholars, part of the same program, or are you kind of left to your own devices and you can do it for yourself?
So, yeah, pretty much you're left to your own devices. With COVID, I was meant to head out in 2020.
Right.
But everything's sort of backed up without, you know, travel being banned and all that. So I'm going over with another scholar from the 2020 group. And, yeah, we'll be going over to a few of the horticultural institutions and organisations in between the UK and France.
Cool. For those of us that don't know, tell us about the Chelsea Flower Show. I've heard of it. I know it's quite esteemed, but I don't really know what it is. And I'm assuming it's an area with so many beautiful flowers to look at, but obviously so much work goes into it. And, I don't know much more than that. So do you want to tell us?
So, it's called the Chelsea Flower Show, but it's really a major display garden event. So people from all around the world, and especially the UK, get together, get sponsored to build gardens from the ground up on the location of Chelsea Hospital, Royal Chelsea Hospital.
Right.
And quite a major amount of effort goes into it. You get a month or so to build your garden. So, it's, Facebook sponsor gardens there, and big organisations will pour heaps of money into these beautiful gardens. And, yes, there's lots of flowers and all of that, but it's pretty much just about 6 weeks of extremely hard yakka,
right?
And dozens of brilliant gardens get built, and these are the world's leading landscape designers involved.
Right? Are you getting involved?
I'll be on the build for one of the sponsored gardens is by Meta,
right?
So it'll be designed by company, Joe Perkins Landscape Design over in the UK is where they're based. And the build starts, it's pretty much the whole of May, and then the Chelsea Flower Show opens officially I think it's the 23rd, 24th of May. First day is always reserved for the royals, though, so the Queen will visit with the royal family.
Oh, what?
Make the rounds.
Do you get the opportunity to meet any of them, or do you have to steer clear?
Well, I don't think they'd let me, being an Aussie.
Very true.
I think I'd be a bit too rough.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
No, it's pretty restricted, yeah.
Is that the only thing you're doing? Is it the Chelsea Flower Show, or is there other opportunities? You mentioned just before that there's some esteemed stuff that you might go and check out, correct?
Yes, I'll be working, I'll be doing Chelsea for the build, for the plant out and a bit of the build. But after that, I'll be going up to Hidcut Manor, which is a prestigious private estate. Actually, not private anymore. It's owned by the National Trust. In the Cotswolds, in some of the nice country areas. Then I'll be going to the Royal Botanic Gardens Kew, which is sort of like the horticultural mecca. It's the first botanic garden in the world. And, you know, it's home to the oldest pot plant at about 400 years old. And then off to Hampton Court Palace, which is King Henry VIII's old stomping ground.
Mm-hmm.
Heading off to France to work at Claude Monet's garden. He was a renowned impressionist painter from the 19th century.
Cool.
You know, the lily ponds and all that. I'll be able to row around the lily ponds to pull them up. And then back to the UK to go to Cornwall for the Eden Project, which if anyone's interested in species preservation and serious conservation, these guys have done some amazing work creating these biodomes, growing some of the world's most critically endangered plants.
Right. So is this working for you? Like, are you getting paid? Obviously, you're going over there on the scholarship, so you got, what, $8,000 that you said, but do you get paid as well, or does it open up further employment opportunities? Like, is something like this look great on a CV?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty golden on the CV. it depends on the type of visa you get, whether you work or whether you get paid or not. And most of my work is just going to be voluntary because, there probably will be remuneration for some of the work, but I'm happy to just go with the money they're sending me with because the opportunity itself is pretty amazing. And yeah, there is opportunity. One BBM scholar a few years ago has ended up staying there for the past 2.5 years.
Yeah, right.
Working in some amazing gardens, and they just say, the thing is they love obby workers over in their gardens because we put our backs into it.
I suppose it's a cool thing, isn't it? Because you see things like, obviously, like artists might get an opportunity to go over and study at some place for a couple of months. People go, oh man, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Or sports people, you know, you go overseas and you get the chance to train. But something like horticulture probably doesn't get the applause that it should. And it's a beautiful thing, right? You walk around the botanical gardens or botanic gardens and it's so cool. So for you to be able to do something like this, it's a great opportunity and something that's probably overlooked largely.
Well, that's right. I mean, and for horticulturists, and if anyone is studying or is into gardening and wants to do it, I mean, going overseas and seeing what they grow over there, it's a totally different landscape. I mean, they don't have Australian natives like we do. And
in the
UK, the focus on gardening is so much different. The ethic and the sort of standards are at a totally different level because, I mean, that's where it sort of all started. That's where Australian gardening was brought over from.
Yeah, right.
So they've got, hundreds of years of a history associated with gardening, and it's sort of not seen in the same light where, Sydney, you'll see a lot of gardens look exactly the same and, they're pretty simple. Or, you drive past a McDonald's or whatever and you've got the same plants everywhere.
Yeah.
Over there, they've really got to focus on growing their own and sharing the love.